In a weekend of violence, attacks by Hamas are being avenged by airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Rishi Sunak's chairing the government's Cobra Emergency Committee later and says he's speaking with Israeli counterparts.
We're one of their strongest allies. We've provided in the past the kinds of equipment that they've used to defend themselves over the past couple of days. And as I said to the Prime Minister, we will continue to provide, whether that's diplomatic, intelligence or security support, as they need.
Meanwhile, the weekend of violence in Israel and Gaza is partly being blamed on oil prices being pushed up around 2%. The cost had risen sharply in early trading but has settled down. The woman who's currently looking most likely to be next to hold the UK's purse strings says growth is central to her vision for the country.
We would get debt down as a share of our national economy. We would pay for all day-to-day spending through tax receipts, because it is only through that iron discipline that we will get Britain back on a firm footing.
Shadow Chancellor Rachel Reeves speaks at the Labour conference shortly. She'll promise to get Britain building again by changing planning rules for big infrastructure projects. Lawyers say almost £1 million in damages have been secured for seven people affected by a fatal train crash in Aberdeenshire. Network Rail's admitted failings that resulted in three deaths when the ScotRail service hit a landslip at Stonehaven in 2020. The Supreme Court's begun a hearing over the government's Rwanda deportation policy. The Home Office is appealing after being told that sending asylum seekers there would be unlawful. And former S Club singer Hannah Spirit says she hasn't spoken to any of her old bandmates since quitting their tour. She pulled out of their 25th anniversary tour after Paul Cattermole, who was also part of the group, died. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much. To Laura.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look and see what's happening with the weather for today. 24 degrees, sunny and light winds, so basically a lovely day today. Make sure you enjoy it, go out and get some sunshine. It's going to be beautiful.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very, very good morning. A second hour of the show. Me back from being coughy cough sick last week. I'm here. I'm still sweating though. I calmed down with the sweating about 20 minutes ago, and now I started sweating again. but I'm laughing because I don't feel dreadfully ill. Last week it was really weird, because you know when you suddenly I thought to myself, I'm getting a cold, and my voice had gone, and I thought, actually I've got laryngitis, I'm not going to end up with any, you know, going hot or feeling ill, I've just got a rough voice, that's great, that's fine, not great, but you know. And I didn't think I was going to get the rest of it, you know, and then suddenly you go, oh no, because you get that bit before your voice goes and you think, oh, I might not get, you know, I think I'm going to sail through this, and I just haven't. But then it's an age thing. I think as you get older, the things just hit you more, don't they, really? What's that? Oh, yes, lovely. Oh, please send. Please send. Send me music. Send. Send me music. Send. Music. There we go. Couldn't even spell the word music. I've said M. I've sent the wrong thing. Never mind. What a fool. Fool. Michelle. Can't even spell the word music. Mesmic. Is that a word? I wonder what that means. Do you know sometimes you mistype stuff and then you look it up and you go, oh, I didn't know that's what that meant that. Do you not do that? I do that quite a bit. That's because I never write anything correctly. What does that mean? Oh, it does. Mesic. It means ecologist. It's an ecology word containing a moderate amount of moisture. A bit like my clothing at the moment because I'm sweating so much. It's true. Isn't that weird? That was a mistype and I am literally sweating. Oh, wow. That's like come from the universe or something. Here is Keane with Everybody's Changing. We have the track of the day coming up. Beat Bakery featuring George Bone is a cracker of a track. Can't wait to play it for you.
About it, I don't. see how you can.
just brings me down when I think of you now.
This was Diana Ross last year with her track called Turn Up the Sunshine. 11:11 on Phoenix FM. You're listening to Michelle Wolf with Eat My Brunch.
We can make it further, we run it, and don't look back. It's a light at the end of the tunnel if you stay on track. But I know any minute when your fingers turning up like snap. So hard to lose like that.
Do love that song. How old is she now? 80. I think she's about 81. Isn't she? She looks incredible. She really does. 80 is the new sort of 60, I think, actually. But she looks incredible. See what I mean? She's 80 years old. If you're in your 40s, you're a whippersnapper to her. That's what you shouldn't worry about age. If you're in your 50s, to Diana Ross, you're a child. Do you know what I mean? She'd be like, get out of it. Get out of it. Go and get some sweets in the sweet shop, your 50-year-old child. Go and clear off. See, that's what I mean. Do whatever you like at any age. Don't worry about anybody else. Let me put my glasses on. I don't know, do you know what? I've not even had a biscuit. You know what I'm like? I normally had something. I didn't even bring anything in. I had a piece of cheese in the fridge. It's looking a little bit bare. Not much else. A bit funny with food as well at the moment. You know, I'm liking my Weetabix or other brands available. With a tiny, tiny little bit of syrup. That's the bad thing. And then a little bit of pineapple. I do love a bit of pineapple. I don't know what I fancy, really. You know, you get those weeks or days where you're like, I don't know. Then I thought I'm salivating. Then I thought about sausage roll. But even today, sausage roll was like, yeah, makes me... I've picked that up from somebody making that noise, which is like being sick from somebody. And it's weird. When you mix with somebody for quite a long time, you end up with the habits of doing stuff that they do. And it's not good because I'm talking about food or something. I go like that. And it's terrible. It's terrible. It's not a good habit. If you're listening out there, you know it's you that's made me do that. It's a very, very bad thing. Now, 11:17, we'll have the track of the day coming up after the ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
In fact, before we're having a new music, let's have a little look at some news I want to share with you, actually, which is to do with Brentwood Food Bank. Now, Brentwood Food Bank is part of the nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Last week, in just 2 days at Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank fed 199 local people who were not able to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. And if you can help, you can get in contact 01277 224 528. That's 01277 224 528, or emailing info@brentwoodfoodbank.org.uk. but all those details are on our website, so don't worry if you didn't get the details. Just go to all the w's, phoenixfm.com, and you'll be able to look at the food bank details there. Now, the foods that they're looking for, and this might be something that you can maybe get in if you're doing a shop, but just buy an extra tin of things, excuse me, or something that you might already have. So the type of things they're looking for, tinned food, are things like ham and corned beef, tuna, salmon, sardines, mince, onions, chicken in sauce, braising steak, chili con carne, potatoes, chicken beef casseroles, all day breakfast, ravioli, meatballs, spaghetti and custard. So things like that. If you're out shopping, you can pick up an extra one. That'd be amazing. Other food items, jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta, toiletries, really important. Soaps, toothpaste, all cleaners, bleaches, washing up liquid and powders. Other items are carrier bags. Most urgent are tea, shampoo and shower gel. A lot of people do buy the tins, and so they're struggling at the moment with tea, shampoo and shower gel. So if you've got any of those spare or you'd like to hand over to the food bank, all the details are on the website, and you can drop them off. As they said, the last week, in just 2 days, at Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank fed 199 people. So any of your items would be greatly appreciated. Go and have a look at the website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. This is HMS Morris. This is Family Souls.
Just get nervous. I saw you out in the crowd. He didn't look as pleased. Is he ashamed of? Are you just embarrassed? So close, but so far. Familiar, but bizarre. Come and turn the
we drinking, anything the matter needs to toss the feeling. I ain't joking, I think I'm broken. Something triggers me at any given moment. Wasn't my plan, but it's the truth. And it ain't a phase that I'm going through. All that I am, all that I do, always seems to be revolving around you. Cause I could be alone or in the club, or someone else's bed. All I gotta do is think of us, and I get these side effects. Feeling like the more I'm moving on, the more I can't forget. Every time I get these side effects. People talking, and I've been dodging. Every question about you is so exhausting. I still got your number. Sometimes I wonder where you are tonight, whose body you are under. Wasn't my plan, but it's the truth. No, it ain't a phase that I'm going through. It's all that I am, it's all that I do. I could be alone or in the club, or someone else's bed. All I gotta do is think of us, and I get these side effects. Feeling like the more I'm moving on, the more I can't forget. Every time I get these side effects.
This is the wonderful Teddy Swims or Streams.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? It's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? Feel like a bad habit. Bad habits hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon like magic and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict. And I need some relief by skin and your teeth. Can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees, darling. I'm falling apart right in front of you.
you're not here with me.
That production is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, I love that. Very nice. I might go and make myself a cup of coffee. Oh, got that little remnants of the lemony paracetamol-y drink. And do you know what? I hate it. I hate that taste. It's horrible. Oh, it's horrid, horrid. I had to buy some Vicks the other day. I don't want to go on about too many products, but you know what I mean. Vicks is one of those things. It always reminds me of my mama, when I used to go, "Mum, I don't feel well." She would rub it on my back. And then she'd say, "Go to bed." I was about 35 at the time. "Go to bed with a thick scarf around your neck." I said, "I'm not going to bed." She'd say that even, you know, when I'd left home. I said, "I'm not wearing a thick scarf." I'll tell you what, it'll work. Put a thick scarf around your neck, loads of Vicks, and go to sleep. I go, "But Mum, it's like, it's about 90, you know, it's about, what, 30 degrees outside." "I'm not doing that." She go, "No, it'll cure you." Other people have said to me, "Put Vicks on your feet and then put socks on." I don't know what that's going to do, to be fair. But I always feel with Vicks, it does help you, like, your breathing. But it always reminds me of being a kid. Do you know what? I know somebody that used to scoop it. Don't do this, by the way. I'm not advising you to do it. And she would eat a lump of it. Making the noise again. Oh, horrid. Oh, who would do that? Why? Minty breath, I suppose, but fresh breath for days. And intestines, probably, as well. But why would you do that? I don't know. Very strange. But I do like a bit of this. I didn't put it on today. I didn't put the Vicks on. Instead, I sprayed some coconut perfume on instead. I didn't want to smell of Vicks. It's not, you know, it's not one of those smells that kind of, you know, makes you feel, I don't know, but it does. I do like it. I like it better than Obisoil. That's another one. You see, I'm saying loads of brands today, but that was the other one. My mum discovered Obisoil, and then she's chucked that all over the pillows, all over my face, all on my top. She goes, "Breathe that in, that will help." Going, it, you know, especially if it gets in your eyes or anything. I don't like it. Yeah, I think we'll have the track of the day. I need to have a jingle. I don't know if you're out there listening, you'd like to do a jingle. We're going, track of the day. I could do by myself, in fact. I might just do by myself. It needs to be really punchy. And there'll be people out there listening that do jingles. So if you do a jingle, it needs to be track of the day, eat my brunch, listen now, and then it'll play. So this is it. This is One More Time, Beat Bakery, who I love on the show, releasing some great music, getting a lot of BBC play, and they're going to tip over into the mainstream charts very, very shortly, which will be exciting to watch. They're lovely lads. George Bone has been on this show as well. He's a fantastic local singer-songwriter. I shared the stage with him, actually, a couple of weeks ago in Chelmsford when we did the Green Chelmsford event. He was excellent. A very, very good live, very good songwriter. So they've collaborated. And this song is called One More Time. And it is my track of the day.
My eyes on you, your eyes on me. Moving left and right, but you're all I see. Let's make a move, don't go away. This feeling's worth too much, and I'm here to stay. Can't escape you when you say you love me. In the crowded room, and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. And you're showing me the way. We could say your eyes, I'll set the scene. Cause our love isn't built for the TV screen. Start the show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Crowded room and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me.
saying that immediately, do you know what? I've gone all prickly with that song. That is independent music. Independent music. Go and follow Beat Bakery. Go and follow George Bone. They are both just on that cusp of like tipping over into the next stage, and I get really excited about it because it doesn't happen to most musicians, and there are amazing musicians out there that are writing brilliant stuff that don't ever tip over just into that mainstream. These guys are going to tip over, whether it be this year or early next year, into the mainstream. That song is far too good. The production, do you know that? I love those little drop beats. I was going, yeah! And also, it's so hooky. You start singing it straight away. And I like the fact as well, it's 2 minute 40. A lot of songs now are cutting right down because you get to the song and you want more. You want another chorus. You want a bit more. And I quite like that, rather than when sometimes you get a song that's like 4 minutes 30, which the artist obviously loves. But if it's just repeating over and over, you're like, you know, you don't. I don't mind. If it's Bohemian Rhapsody, that's different. But these guys, Beat Bakery and George Bone, both amazing musicians, singer-songwriters, I was about to say. So go and check them out online. Anything you do today, liking your friend's post, liking a bit of music that you heard, costs you nothing. Little comment, follow somebody. It just makes a difference to somebody in any business that you do. I sound very preachy. Now get on and do it! Right, coming up, we'll have some traffic and travel in a while. I'm going to go and grab a coffee. Here's, what should we have? Should we have Billy? I don't know. Oh, what about the Duckworth Lewis method? I can't even say it. It's called the Age of Revolution. Duckworth Lewis method. I don't know why I've got a lisp. All of a sudden. Oh. Yeah, say, Michelle, you're sounding wonderful today. Hey, thank you so much. I always sound this way.
Princes and lawyers played with the English unions. Years of repression started a noise from the streets.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. First off, to Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. There is a lane closed in Entry Road, long-term construction, M25 anti-clockwise at junction 28. Expect delays down to one lane affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. That's why they do the building works, which is more towards Harold Wood on that side of the A12. At Wilson's Corner at the moment, let's have a little look. You've got queuing traffic on the A128 Ingrave Road northbound, A1023 High Street, that's at Wilson's Corner. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout is fine, no issues there, and heading along the A12, it's all running perfectly well. You do have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions while they do the road resurfacing. That is ongoing. Junction 13 to Junction 16 with some nighttime closures. Can't see any other problems on the roads, but you'll get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
As it's Monday, I thought I'd have had a little bit of funk to the start of the week. Here is Yaba and People's Don't Stop Dumb Using. Where's my coffee?
Don't stop.
There we go, I'm joining in.
Don't stop the music.
Oh, love it, love it. What have I got in my pocket? What's in my pocket? Sorry, it's not a new... Sounds like it's going to be a new quiz game, doesn't it? what's in my pocket? We could do that, but I'm not going to... do you know what? I thought I had perfume. I don't know. No, I haven't. I did see there were some very sad-looking biscuits. Very disappointed in Andy Gilson, who normally brings in the most stunning array of biscuits. I don't know who brought these in. Be ashamed, whoever you are, because it's not Andy Gilson. but they're called... I think they're teddy bear biscuits. And then I thought, oh, maybe I'll just have a little tiny one because I feel so sad and sorry for myself. And it'll just help me. And I looked, and the teddy bears, right? If you had a teddy bear on a 50 pence piece, that's the size of those biscuits. Who brought those in? Come on, who brought those in? It's a lovely gesture, but don't bother again. No, I'm... says the person that doesn't bring any biscuits in. The only time I bring biscuits or chocolates into this studio, because I know what a load of gannets we all are, and we all go, eat as quickly as possible, is at Christmas, because you've had enough. You know, January, this station is full. But we normally have Andy Gilson that brings in loads of selections. And it might be. He does it nearly every other week, or every week, actually. And it's lovely to go, oh, would you like a biscuit? Because we're not used to it. We're getting used to it, though, Andy, over the last sort of 6 months to a year that he's been doing it. I don't know if the teddy bear biscuits are from him or not. I've never seen that brand before. I don't know where they're from, but they're like, if it was a teddy bear and somebody gave it to you as a gift, you might not even notice it was there because it was so small. Do you know what? That's another thing. Why is it that we've got so many teddy bears? Why? I mean, why have we got so many teddy bears? I've literally been clearing out cupboards and I'm like, there's another bear. What is that? What bear's that one? There are a couple that I want to keep, right? I have about, I'd say it's about 10, okay? I did give a lot of them away because at one stage I used to go to Southend quite a bit. And other such places that had the machines that you could pick, you know, you could win. And I was always out with a group of us. We were all quite young. And, you know, the boys had sort of picked them up because we used to go up to the band quite a bit. And they would, you get, oh, Teddy Michelle, I'll have that. And I ended up with these, like, really sort of deformed looking teddies that end up, you know, when the ones that the eyes fall off and there's a great big nail sticking out. They're horrible ones. They're not made very well. Anyway, and I've also got some ones from Arad's, as my mum would say. And, which probably not worth anything anyway, because I think they were mass produced by Harrods. But I've got loads. It's just like every open up, come on, it's another teddy bear. And I look at them and they look at me and I'm like, don't look at them in the eye, because as soon as I've looked them in the eye, I can't give them away. There's something about teddy bears and the soft toys. And you look at them and you go, oh my God, not that. And you go, oh yeah, I remember that was given to me by blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, that used to belong to my mum. Oh yeah, yeah. And you can't do anything. And then you just shut the cupboard door and watch their little beady eyes as you shut the door very slowly. You just can't get rid of them. You can't get rid of the things. And don't anyone buy me any more teddy bears. I don't think anyone's bought me one for I think my mum was the last one to buy me a teddy bear. Just don't buy me them. I don't want a little one as a gift or, oh, isn't it cute? No, I don't want one. Because I'll never be able to get rid of it. There's certain things that you can get rid of when you're doing the cleaning out. But if you make contact with a soft toy, as in you make contact with the eyes, that and dolls as well, but mainly teddy bears, you can't get rid of them. They're with you for, you know, forever. And they don't actually live on the bed anymore. They live in cupboards, which is even more creepy, because when you open them, you're like, oh, there's about 400 teddy bears staring at you. Sinister. Here is Spandau Ballet with The Freeze. Let's go back to the 80s. I'm dressed for it today.
Oh,
And taking us up to the news, here is the fantastic new track from The Conjacks. It's also featuring Cutting Crew, Nick Van Eed, Ed Rome, and I've sneaked in on backing vocals as well. It's doing brilliantly, this track, getting played all over the major stations as well. Congratulations to the boys. Bonjour to Brigitte, who is here in the UK, and she's tuned in. I hope you love this one. I know she does.
Sunny days, sunny days. Everybody comes out and plays. Laying down a patch of grass in the city, so green. There's a man smoking on the river bridge. Yeah. His reflection seems to bother him. As bottles flow by, litter in our shore. Together somehow we could clean up every single street in every town. Come on. Starting with a London town. Starting in a London town. Starting with a London town. Amongst the summer haze, I can feel the tube underneath my feet. Yeah. There's a man shouting for a taxi cab, soaking wet, he's like a tram rat. There's something in the air where I can't breathe.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.